They seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling. Sections 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northeast side of Circle Drive within the Orchard Manor subdivision. The 901 address is 32960 Circle Drive in Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 234, map 34.08, parcel 125. The applicant is seeking a 1.6-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing manufactured home. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, John Kennedy, 24854 Rivers Edge Road, Millsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, my wife and I acquired this property. We purchased it on May 12th as a second home. And unbeknownst to us, a day before closing, our closing attorney called and said that the survey that I ordered and paid for revealed a setback violation on the left-hand side. It should be 10 feet from either side. It was fine on the right, but on the left, it was at 8.4 feet. And I asked him what my options would be, and he said, well, you have two options. You can get out of it and forfeit your $2,000 deposit, or you can, you know, apply for a variance. The third option, actually, he offered me a third option, would be to move the mobile home, which for obvious reasons would be very costly and logistically impossible. It's tied to utilities, direct sewage. But the point I would like to make to you is that this home was placed, it's a 1979 mobile home, and it was placed back in 1979. So it's been openly and continuously on this property for 43 years. And nobody's ever questioned the setbacks. Nobody's ever complained about the setbacks. And quite frankly, I'm just a little surprised that it couldn't just be grandfathered in. It's been so long. But when we asked Ms. Hollis the day we came to make application, she went and checked with someone, and they said that we had to appear before the board. So that's what brings us here, requesting, seeking a 1.6-foot variance for the left-hand setback.
So the reason you're here is because your closing attorney told you you should come apply for this?
Well, he offered me several options. I could either say, I don't want to buy the house after, you know, we already had money invested in a survey. We had a down payment. I didn't want to lose a $2,000 deposit. So I said, well, I'll take my chances and I'll appear before the board. You know, maybe there's a provision where it could be grandfathered in. I don't know. I was told by the attorney that normally up to 1 foot is allowed, but because it was 1.6 feet, that is a whole other story. So
1 foot can be handled administratively.
Foot or less.
You're going to put 0.6.
And if the lot were 67 square feet less, it would, small lot ordinance would apply.
And also, we were able to find a permit, but not that it was ever given a CO. So unfortunately, that's why he has to come.
And I have spoken with several of the neighbors, and nobody seems to have an issue with it. They didn't even realize that the property was placed incorrectly 43 years ago.
You were about to buy the house, then all of a sudden, boom.
Exactly.
The day before.
The night before.
Night before.
And so imagine how we felt.
Sure. Kind of sounds like something that would happen to me.
Is there a septic on this lot?
No, it's tied to direct sewage.
Has it ever had a septic on the lot, do you know?
I don't know, because the person I bought it from inherited it from her father. She knew nothing, the disclosure, she had unknown down the whole thing. She knew nothing about this property, or so she claimed. The only thing she was able to tell me is it's been vacant for 3 years. that it was rented out to a heroin addict, and that was pretty obvious when we took it over. I took 6 trailer loads of trash out of the mobile home and cleaned up 3 years' worth of leaves and the roof. It was a mess.
Is there any
the only history I have about the house.
Is there an HVAC on that side of the house either? Or is it
just on the back, in the back of the house, there so is. And there's a big propane tank back there as well.
And looking at the aerial, it looks like you've got some trees on that property. Is it wooded?
It backs up to Indian-owned land. It's owned by Charlie Clark, who's an Anticoke Indian. Mm-hmm. So it'll never be developed back there. And the property does not sit within an HOA also.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yeah.
Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone who would like to speak in opposition of this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12721, John Kennedy? Thank you. Any further questions from the board? At this time, we will close the public hearing and I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12721 for John and Lucia Kennedy. I believe they have met all the criteria to grant a variance. Most importantly, the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chorman? Okay. Chorman of the board, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, there you go. H is silent.